This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. For the third year in a row, Colorado lawmakers are headed back to the state capitol for a special legislative session. CPR's Benta Berkland has this preview of the work that starts on Thursday.
After projections that the federal tax and spending bill would cost the state more than $1 billion this year, Governor Jared Polis called lawmakers back to the Capitol to get the budget in balance. To fill that gap, Democratic lawmakers are looking to draw from the state's reserve fund, reduce some business tax credits, and cut spending. The business community and Governor Polis also want to use this time to revise a law aimed at preventing discrimination by AI systems. That issue has divided Democrats who control the State House. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The Trump administration is cracking down on wind energy development. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Hannah Merzbach reports, that includes more enforcement at wind farms where turbines are killing eagles.
Specifically, golden eagles. Research shows the number colliding with turbine blades has more than doubled in the last decade or so.
It's not the leading source of mortality, but it is one of the things we're looking at.
Brian Bedrosian with the Teton Raptor Center says wind farms are a real threat to the species, though eagles are often weaponized in political debates. The Trump administration has already been slowing wind development on federal land through other means.
It detracts from the real conservation needs that the species has.
Secretary of the Interior Doug Burgum wrote on X that the administration wants to ensure the birds aren't sacrificed for, quote, unreliable wind facilities. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Hannah Merzbach.
More news at CPR.org and KRCC.org. Along the central Front Range today, highs in the upper 80s or low 90s.